Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
I'm at Taco Bell yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Did they honor the, do they bow to you when you walk in? Is this your alumni?
It's almost like homecoming. You know, it really is.
Why did you go to Taco Bell?
Why did I go to Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Why do people go to Taco Bell?
Well, you eat like a bird and nothing that has any fat in it.
Well, I mean, Taco Bell's not going to kill you. I mean, I'm not like,
yeah,
not like going to getting four, you know, quarter pounders. It's like it's a burrito and a taco.
Every year
he's just shocked.
Why? Every year allowed.
I didn't think that you ate fast food at all.
Oh,
ever.
Yeah.
Ever, never, never.
Oh, yeah, I do. For sure.
Every year he's allowed
two
thirds of a soft taco, no cheese.
Okay.
And he just realized it's December and he hasn't had it yet, so.
Okay.
And it's Taco Bell. It's the alma mater, man. You got to stop by from time to time and just make sure they're still doing things right.
Mm-hmm. He pours a little Diet Coke out on the floor for his
my old homies. So, I told you guys I'm getting to be more of a germaphobe as I get older, and tell me if this is an overreaction or not.
Okay.
You're in line at a Taco Bell or a Mickey D's or whatever fast food restaurant, right? Single mom comes in there or whatever, she just has her kids with her. She's got one in hand, she's got one literally in like, you know, she's carrying the baby on hip and the other baby in hand. So she's making her transaction at Taco Bell and she doesn't have hands for everything that's going on. And I guess the baby can't really, you know, stand up by herself yet. So she places baby on counter at Taco Bell.
No.
Now, this is still a diaper wearing baby. Now, it still has pants on and all, but just the fact that there's only a couple of small layers between infant ass and my food. Seemed a little out of place for me.
Yes.
Well, and I think that she shouldn't put the whatever's on the scummy counter on her kid's butt either.
It was
Taco Bell.
The counter's not scummy.
Well, I mean, just like with like the money and the hands and the everything that's like around there. Like, I'm sure that's a very germy area to be putting on her kid. You know what I mean?
I was less concerned about the penny infection going into the butt as I was the butt infection going into my mouth.
Counter should be clean. I mean, like, even if it was a toddler and she was putting their feet on the counter. I mean, to me, a counter,
the counter is the counter,
is
right?
A counter is like your kitchen counter. You just don't put things on it.
And I'm a parent, so I get it, but still.
What are you supposed to do, though?
Yeah.
I do really believe that there are some parents that feel like as soon as you have kids, the rest of the world needs to cater to you in every way, shape, and form.
Mm-hmm.
And putting your kid's butt on the counter where food is being exchanged,
nasty.
Even though there are wrappers and there are pants and there are diapers, still, man.
There's a drive-thru. I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, could she go through the drive-thru if she didn't have enough free hands to be able to be in the store?
Yeah.
Would that have been easier on her?
I would think so, yeah.
Probably.
Those two areas should never, ever, ever get anywhere near each other.
Or can't you just kind of halfway shove your kid in the garbage can and use the little flip-up door to hold it in place while you conduct your transaction?
Duh. Well, that goes without saying.
Morning, Bertcha.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I've got to tell you something. That completely freaks me out. It completely freaks me out. I actually asked this lady one day. She sat her baby down and, you know, snotty and just sitting on the counter. I'm like, oh, my God. And I was just like, you know, is that like, appropriate? And she got crazy on me.
Oh, did she?
She went off on me. I'm sorry?
Is she saying, like, where am I supposed to put my baby and stuff like that?
Yeah, pretty much. And she was like, well, what do you understand? You're just a lesbian. You wouldn't have a kid anyway. Oh, I was like, geez. Okay.
Yeah, I think you got to be considerate. And I know that there are certain circumstances, and I've talked about places where I'm selfish as a parent also, like when I'm in the movie theater and I have to have my phone on vibrate, and sometimes I got to check it. And I know that bothers you guys, but if there's something going on at the house, I need to have connection with my kids. Mm-hmm. That's bothering people in the movie theater. I'm sorry about that. Maybe she just feels like, I got nowhere else to put my kid. Just got to go on the counter. There's going to be hundreds of people going through that place.
Yeah, that's just, yeah. I think that's nasty. Yeah, counter's not for butts.
Save that. Hey, Candace,
hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just have to say, where would you expect her to put the child, especially if the child can't walk yet? I mean, what? I just don't see another solution when you're trying to pull out your purse and pull out change to pay. And
drive-through.
What's that?
Drive-through. I mean, if you seriously cannot, you don't have enough hands, it's what I said a few seconds ago, then go through the drive-through.
I mean, it's possible she didn't have a car.
I guess so. I didn't follow her out to the parking lot, so I don't know.
Yeah, she could have taken the bus there.
I think what it comes down to is what we've said on the air before, and that's mothers of young children shouldn't be out and about. They should be home taking care of their kids.
Right. Have their own little island.
Right.
Never allowed to breathe the same air as other people.
No, they can. I mean, it's not like, you know, you're being extreme. Like, if you're going to have, if you're a mom and you're going to have a kid.
Do you have a quota for hate mail? Like, is that what this is all about?
Then you have to commit to the first, you know, 6 months, 9 months, a year, being home, raising that kid. Otherwise, you're a bad parent.
Whatever. By the way, Tracy just lost her job because she said she'd be more worried about the Taco Bell funk getting on the baby.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah. I wouldn't put my kid there because I wouldn't want that funk on my kid.
It's just food.
It's gonna come on top. It's like, I don't know.
It's gonna come out of your kid's butt anyway. Food.
And by the way, that's not funk. That's nacho cheese. And boy, is it good.
And there is a difference.
The Burt Show.
My gloves.
Hey, Marnie.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Marnie has taken a concept that we've been talking about for years now and really run with it. That if you're like going, if you're a dude and you're going to like Maxim magazine for advice, that is written by guys for guys about women, you're going to the wrong source. And it's the same thing with women. Like, if you are asking other women for advice about guys, the better source is to actually go to a guy.
Yeah.
And Marnie is sort of doing this. It's the same concept, except it's called Wing Girl Method, where she'll help you in your dating life. And in some cases, she can even observe you in like a bar or a club and tell you what you're doing right or wrong. Do I have that right?
Yeah, it's half right. It's not just in a bar and a club. It's basically anywhere. It's like, even if you write me through email and tell me about a situation, I'll tell you if it's right or wrong. Because at the end of the day, I'm inside of a woman's head, so I know what goes on. I know what we're attracted to. And I know, you know, compared to most women who don't know how to articulate how that feels, I'm actually able to express it in a way that men can understand.
What's the biggest mistake that men make most often?
They start putting a woman that they just meet way above themselves, way too quickly. So the most confident man, most successful man, intelligent man will lose his confidence completely as soon as an attractive woman walks into the room and suddenly elevate this woman to a higher level of respect than himself, meaning that he becomes a blubbering moron when an attractive woman comes around. And it's horrible. It's awful. It's not attractive, and it's not attractive to him either.
I'll tell you that I once heard a story of a guy that was in a room with a girl at a bar, same situation. She comes in there, and she's absolutely stunning, right? And all the other guys in the bar are just like, blah, 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 can't figure out what to say to her. And he approaches her, and they get into this conversation. And at some point in the conversation, he says that beauty is common. And anybody can be beautiful, but it's really about what you're like on the inside. And it immediately brought her down to his level. That I'm taking away your greatest asset right here. All these guys right here can't handle your beauty. And I'm telling you, I am unaffected by it.
And did they hang out
and
for a while?
Worked.
It
and
did.
It worked. It broke
awesome.
The ice.
Wow, that's good.
So maybe that's the lesson to be learned there.
Yeah, that's a good maneuver.
These two guys, Wendy here and Jen, have been struggling with the good guy, bad guy issue over the last couple of days.
We typically date bad guys, but we're sort of seeing good guys. Sort of.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Dabbling in dating with good guys.
Right. Hello?
Hello? I'm sorry. I can't really hear you properly.
I'm not really sure what to do about that.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, so what's the question you're asking, whether or not you should be dating a bad boy?
Well, from your website, Bert, was just playing a little bit of your advice that you were saying that most guys will ask you, how do I become more of a bad guy?
Yeah, a lot of guys ask me how I become more of a bad guy, and I always tell them, why would you ever want to become more of a bad guy? I don't think that there's any woman who turns to her friends and says, you know what, I can't wait till I grow up and meet a and
Hey, Bert, I have an idea.
I just hung up on her.
That's a good idea.
Where was she?
Whoa.
I don't know.
She like on a New York subway train or something?
I have no idea. Like. She wasn't saying anything unique. She wasn't paying attention, and she just cursed on the radio.
Wow.
I just hung up on
her.
That
just freaked me out. You know, you got to try different things on the show. Some are great. Some are not so great.
Yeah, and some are really, really bad.
The concept of a wing woman is a great idea.
Well, what I wanted to do is that she offers a service to where she'll take a guy under her wing literally.
No, guys, stay away from her. She's as bright as the something that's not smart.
She's bright as Jeff.
Hey, dude. What happened to you last night? Did you go out last night?
I've got, you know
what?
I mean,
you got incomplete sentences today.
I was up late. I didn't get to bed till midnight. And I've decided that today is going to be two-thirds sentence day, which means I'm only going to say the first two-thirds of my thought.
Well, maybe Marnie had the same.
Maybe. Yeah, what day it was. We're out together?
Yeah, I don't know what you guys, I thought she was a great guest. She was coherent. She made sense. I thought it was all smart.
You're on The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. That's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Bert Show.
All right, this is a weird time. If you have just started dating a guy or a woman, it's a strange time as far as presents go, but yeah, they mean a lot because if you guys mentally aren't the same place, mm-hmm, or not at the same place, mm-hmm, I should say, then your present is really defining where you think the relationship,
yes,
is right now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Jen, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
For instance,
if there's a gift at all.
Or at all.
Oh, that's, yeah, got to be a challenge.
Why?
Wondering if there's a gift at all.
Well,
and
or
what
if
you do
get,
and he, yeah, doesn't, or vice versa. There's, mm-hmm, there's a lot of jockeying, yeah, going on here. Mm-hmm. So Leanne has a question about a guy that she's been dating for 4 weeks.
Honey.
Hey, Leanne.
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, now you've been dating,
confused,
this dude for 1 month, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been dating for 1 month, but we dated before. We dated last year for about a year. So it's not like, okay, you know, I don't really know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've dated for a year before. But so last year, I got this watch for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like an expensive watch. It was like $800. And so I was going to give it to him for Christmas, but we ended up breaking up before Christmas.
Okay.
And so then I had this watch, you know, and I never got rid of it. I just kind of had it. Well, we started dating again this past November, like around Thanksgiving. And so since I've had this watch all this time, and I originally bought it for him, and I know him, I'm wondering, can I give him the same watch?
Well, that's tricky. Now, mm-hmm. And you guys dated for how long the first time?
The first time was about a year.
A year.
But and why did y'all break up?
This time around. I'm sorry?
Why did you break up after that year?
We were having problems. We just, you know, it seemed like everything we did was kind of getting on each other's nerves, and we just ended up fighting all the time. And so we were like, it's better to call it quits right now. And we didn't want to drag that into the holidays and everything. And okay. I think the holidays actually kind of like sparked it, because mm-hmm. then there was talk about visiting families, and mm-hmm. you know, he didn't really want to bring that into it, and so it kind of just like it just blew up at the holiday time.
Because I think that's important. I mean, I think it's important to note that it was between the two of you, so there wasn't a third party involved. It wasn't any, you know, really dramatic scenario. It was just, you know what,
deteriorating.
It was deteriorating, right? Okay.
So then you guys start dating again 4 weeks ago, and how serious has it gotten in that 4 weeks?
It's been good. I mean. We're not at the point where we were originally. Like, I wouldn't be buying him an $800 watch, mm-hmm. you know, after just dating him for 4 weeks. So I don't know if that's going to be saying too much, but yet at the same time, because we have this history together, I'm wondering if it's okay, because I've just had it sitting here.
Are you guys
But I don't want to be seeing too much mm-hmm. at 4 weeks in. I don't want him to give the wrong idea, but I've had it.
Are you guys calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend again? Are you exclusively dating?
We're not, like, exclusively dating, but we're, like, you know, we're together. We actually haven't had, like, the talk about that again. Mm-hmm. We're just kind of feeling things out and getting comfortable with each other again and just kind of testing it out right now. But it's been going good.
My knee-jerk reaction is to reset the date on your relationship. So if you're only seeing them for 4 weeks, then treat it like it's a 4 week relationship, not that you have the year of history behind you.
Totally agree.
Agreed.
You guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Jen,
especially
like
because it's not at boyfriend set. If she had said, yeah, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, I would say mm-hmm. give him the watch. But because you haven't had that talk again and you're not using those labels, like he's not introducing you like, oh yeah, this is my girlfriend so-and-so, then I think it's too much. When's his birthday?
His birthday's in the summer.
Okay. Well,
so you could just kind of hold out on the watch.
If y'all are still dating then give him the watch then.
Mm-hmm. Like it to me, if you're weighing the two, you could do more risk by giving it mm-hmm. to him than by not giving it to him.
Right.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Here's Brad. So, good morning, Brad. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Bad idea. Oh, again, I hate the show. But
thank you.
Wrong way to go. I think if I'm that guy, I'm thinking she's trying to buy me. If we only been dating for 4 months, I'm going to get the watch and I'm going to run. So I don't think it's a good idea. Just, you know, looking at it as a guy.
So you're not gonna return the watch to her. You're going to take the watch.
You better believe it. I'm going to show it off.
I love him.
All right, Brad says, bad idea. Here's TC. TC's back. What's going on, dude?
Hey, TC.
Hey, how's it going, people?
Good,
hey.
Man.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
You know, my initial reaction was not to give him a watch, you know, just based on it just being 4 weeks, but they have a history together. And, you know, it is a watch, and she's had it for so long. I think she needs to take a look at how valuable her relationship is with him and, you know, how far that relationship is going to go before she actually makes the decision to give it to him.
My only fear is that she's going to give him an $800 watch, and she is going to be so disappointed in what he gets her, if he gets her anything at all. $800 is saying a lot in a relationship.
Is this? I know this is going to sound superficial, and this is so not what Christmas is all about, but in a case like this, do you go into the gift-giving session with two gifts? Because he's not exactly sure what you're getting him either. So if he gets you something way over the top, you've got the $800 watch. But if he doesn't, you've got something else.
Leave it in your purse.
I did that before where I had heard that somebody was getting me a gift. A friend was getting me a gift that was way over the top because I had helped them with something. And I got them like a $25 Outback gift certificate or something like that. And so I was like, crap, I can't go in. You know, so then
got a blooming onion.
Right. So I had to go in and I had two of them with me.
So you had a backup gift.
Uh-huh.
And what would have happened if you would have given the present first? Because in this negotiation.
That's what did happen, and I went with the cheap one.
And what did you get in return?
A digital camera.
Oh no.
See, in any negotiation, if you make the offer first, you lose. You lost.
Yeah, well aware.
I don't even think he's... But she's not going to use that watch.
No, and I don't even think he's thinking about what to get her. And if he is, it's probably going to be a Christmas card and a gift certificate to her favorite store. Yeah. It's not
Could be.
Anything expensive.
Agreed.
I think you got to reset mm-hmm. on the new relationship. Hey, Serena, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I think she should give it to him later. If they last that long, then... You know, then at that point he was like, I guess, deserved to get it. But I mean, they didn't make it past the 1 year mark. So I don't think she should give him something that she was, you know, he earned over a year after they've been together for almost a month.
I agree. Way less risky if you just hold on to it until the mm-hmm. summertime. And if he mm-hmm. does get you something way over the top and you give him something not so over the top, now you've got a definition of where this relationship is in his mind also.
Yeah, I just think you need to put the watch back in its storage place and save it for, like Jen said, his birthday. Because I don't think you're going to need mm-hmm. it. And I think that's an expensive gift even for a one-year relationship. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that's way too much.
Cindy, good morning. You have some advice.
Good morning.
Hi. So you have Leanne here, who's been dating a guy for 4 weeks.
Right.
But she previously dated him for a year. They broke up for a year. They've been dating for 4 weeks, and she's got this $800 watch that she's planning on giving him. Good idea, or is that a bad idea?
I've always grown up that it was a bad idea to give a significant other a watch.
Why?
There's an old superstition that says if you give a loved one a watch, that means time is running out.
Mm. Huh. I've heard of the shoes one. If you give a woman shoes, she'll walk out of your life.
What?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Never heard of this. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people now calling and saying it's just a bad idea to give a watch, period.
That's funny.
That's is funny. I've never heard that before.
Never had any idea. Hey, Alex.
Hey, good morning.
What's happening?
Yeah, no, do not give the watch. You don't need that complication going into the holidays.
Yeah.
What kind of complication?
Well, you know, just the discussion that you guys are having right now, she's going to be having mentally. And just leave the watch out and see where the relationship goes.
That's pretty much the majority of the advice right there, Leanne.
All right. I guess we'll just hold on, I guess, another several months. It's almost like it's burning a hole in my pocket.
Right. I can't believe you kept it this long, to be honest with you.
I mean, is it a reflection of you wanting to jump right back into where you were before and you just realizing that you can't?
No, I guess it was just, you know, I held on to it because I had, you know, well, I specifically bought it for him and... It was just always kind of, you know, I hoped we were getting back together, but I didn't want to sell it or get rid of it. I mean, and who's even to say I'd even get what it was worth if I sold it? So I just kind of kept on to it. And then when we got back together, I thought, well, you know, what's the harm in just giving it to him?
What I heard was if you give him the watch, also give him a pair of shoes so that once time runs out, he can walk back into your life.
Whoa.
That was deep, man. Deep. Mm-hmm. I think that you should get it resized for yourself and just wear it.
But what if she's still dating the dude in the summer and wants to give it to him then?
Then she can buy him a different watch.
That's like suicide because then her time's running out. You can't give a watch as a gift. You can't get a watch from someone, nor can you buy a watch for yourself. That's the superstition.
Wow. I'm so confused.
All right, the only way you can successfully obtain a watch is to find one on the street.
Leanne, thank you for calling, I think. And I'm sure you're never going to do that again, but I appreciate you calling.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right.
The Bird Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
It's a bummer I'm so disorganized. I had two post 8:30 stories to tell you guys, to run by you guys this morning, and I can't find one of them. And also I'll just have to find it for tomorrow. But it has to do with restless genital syndrome.
Oh, no.
Or persistent sexual arousal. It's a woman that got into a car accident. And for whatever reason, she hit her pelvis, got sort of mangled in this accident in just the right place to where it struck some kind of nerve. And she can't go anywhere or do anything without being aroused or getting the big old O. I mean, so you're talking about like when she puts on pants,
no way.
If there's anything touching that area,
I would like
she's
to
off and running.
I would like to just for
all day and all night long. She's insatiable.
For the benefit of the people who are listening on the radio and can't see, but Jen Hobby is stabbing herself in the pelvis right now, attempting to recreate
which hip
the scene.
Was it that she hurt?
Melissa, you read that story yesterday too, right?
Yeah, and we've talked to somebody, or we covered a story about this in the past on the show as well, where there's a woman that claimed that she had an orgasm. It was very short spurts in between. And then she, sorry, I didn't mean that. But you know what I'm saying. And so the same thing. And so, I mean, obviously it has a name,
Restless genital syndrome. That's not my name. That's
gross.
The given medical term for it.
And I remember this woman in the news
RGS.
That had this before said, you know, that despite all the jokes, that it was such a burden on her life.
She says it's terrible. Like, it's ruining her marriage because she's insatiable. Like, her husband is trying to keep up, and he absolutely can't. I mean, she can't walk. She can't be in the car. Anytime that she feels a bump in the car, goes over a pothole.
Your car's all flat.
You're
having, you're having an orgasm on account because I'm a pothole.
They call you a wrecker.
And the second story is, sadly, the Claremont Hotel is shutting down.
Oh, no. Did I do that?
Your hotel's all dirty and junk.
Yeah, the health inspector, believe it or not, went by this place and they found a lot of violations. I know that's really, really hard to believe.
Shocking.
The hard to believe part about it is that the health inspector just now went by.
the shocking part is people were living there. Yeah. I thought that hotel was abandoned. I thought the lounge was the only active place.
Yeah, it's actually the Claremont Motor Hotel that is being abandoned now. And if you're new to Atlanta, the Claremont Lounge is, I mean, it's a tradition in Atlanta.
You have to go at least once, because once is pretty much all you can take. No,
it is. How do you explain exactly, I mean,
in a respectful way?
Dirtiest, grungiest basement bar.
It's a strip club. The Claremont Lounge is a strip club.
The AJC says it's baby boomer strip dancers.
Hey, that's a bad description.
Really, really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say it's where strippers go to die. That's what the common phrase is. I tried to avoid that.
But it was charming. But it was awesome.
But
it was almost a parody.
PBR, or if you order a liquor drink, it comes in one of those teeny tiny little solo cups.
Yeah,
like, there's no glassware at this bar. Like, it's all
you just have to go and see it. It's hard to describe.
So like they have 50-something-year-old woman that crushes beer cans with her boobs.
Blondie's
notorious, and now the whole thing's going away because the hotel was just a mess. The Fulton County Health Inspector uncovered a laundry list of stuff: dirty linen, old bedding, bed bug stains.
I didn't know anybody was living there.
And it was $185 bucks a week, and the place was packed.
And all the stuff that Bert is listing was found between Blondie's breasts.
But the lounge is, because they've said this before. They said that this was being, you know, closing down and everything, and it didn't. So
hold on a sec. Let me see here. The basement Claremont Lounge and its aging troupe of strippers is unaffected by the hotel's closing. So maybe that means it is staying open.
So it is staying open.
So the lounge stays open and the hotel goes away. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good news for you, Jeff.
But then, where do you stay? Like, because, you know, there's nothing more fun than going to the Claremont Lounge and finding a nice lassie and taking her up to one of the fancy rooms.
Ew.
They just do it in the bar. You don't have to go to a room.
Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, man, how are you?
Very good, very good. I guys love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on what you were talking about earlier. My mother had a medical reaction to some medication that she was taking at one time. It was for, a psychological medication.
Okay.
And it caused her to have multiple big O's, as you call them, like within maybe 5 minutes of each other.
So it wouldn't be an all-day type thing. When she finally had one, she just couldn't stop?
Right. She had one. She was on the medication, and when she would take that medication, she kept feeling funny, as she called it. And it got to be so bad because she was taking the medication for a couple of days, and after it was finally in her system, it was in her system. So she had to go to the hospital and actually have a shot to stop, to counteract the medication, to stop her from having them.
Well, you know, there's going to be a whole bunch of virtual listeners emailing us today asking what that medication was.
Probably.
I can't imagine my mother. I don't want to know about my mother's orgasms.
I didn't either, but, you know, hey, it happens.
Did she call and just out of curiosity, how did
you laugh about your mom?
How did she tell you that? Like, how did she explain
have to drive her to the hospital?
I didn't drive her to the hospital, but it was kind of funny, but she called up one day and she was talking to my wife she was telling my wife and her had a pretty good, you know, conversation that day.
I guess they did.
It was pretty funny. So that's how I actually found out about it. I was talking to my wife and my wife was telling me.
Did your mom tell your wife, like, let's just keep this between us? I mean,
I'm pretty sure she did, but, you know, everything between me and my wife is between me and my wife. So until now.
Do you ever, like, when you're at events and stuff, like family function, do you ever kid her about that? And, like, you know, like, give her a good Christmas gift?
Hey, pop a pill, mama.
And go, don't have an orgasm. I'm just giving you a Christmas present here, mom.
I've always wanted to slip one in her drink to see if it would work.
Oh,
yeah!
Now
creepy.
I got crazy.
Ew! That's so sad!
Hey, Karen, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
A momgasm.
Good morning. Hilarious.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just called to tell you, they're talking about the Claremont Lounge Hotel.
Yeah.
My brother lived there for a time, probably about 7 years ago, and I would go visit him, and I had to go like a double glass door and show my ID, and they had to announce me to my brother. A lot of weird security. But when you go inside into his room, his apartment, it was so teeny tiny. It reminded me something that you have in New York where you pay thousands of dollars for rent, and it's just a teeny tiny room.
Let me ask you this. Of all the rooms and apartments in Atlanta, why did he choose the Claremont Motor Hotel?
Oh, well, that was the sad story. He was an alcoholic, and he had been through a couple of programs, and then after you finish, he had roommates before and had burnt those bridges, so to speak, and so he really had nowhere to go.
Do you have a follow-up to that, Bert, or are you good?
No,
Pardon me?
I'm gonna store that one under one question too many.
All right.
Now it got sad.
But he ended up there, and it was pathetic. But, you know, Bert, I did not realize there was a lounge underneath, and here it was.
Oh.
Here was my brother being an alcoholic, and he was trying to get, you know, clear and free of alcoholism. And I'd go visit him, and he would be soused. I'm like, you haven't been out of this apartment. You'll have a car. Where are you? I did not know until I listened to the Bert Show years ago.
Really?
And heard you talking about it. I'm like, all that time. Now I realize where he was.
See, now that
you
know,
he chose that. Yeah.
What's interesting about that is it's surprising that he ever went in there sober. Like, he must have been really battling the demons, because most people don't go into the Claremont Lounge until they are pretty well sauced.
Or you go on your way quickly.
Yes.
Quickly. But I'm with you guys. Like, I've been there a couple of different times. I really didn't know anybody actually lived there.
I didn't either.
And I've seen lights on
hotel
in the place.
Yeah.
This is The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
It is Jen Hobby's shot at the Bert Show act off right now.
Yes. This is the Christmas monologues that everybody's been doing. So taking some sort of Christmas-themed movie and doing the monologue with it.
And Jeff went first day. Melissa went yesterday. And it's Jen's turn today.
Yes, I was doing a little research yesterday, and instead of the original one that I wanted to do,
right.
I went with A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Aww, yay.
Did you attack the, you didn't attack the Linus.
The Linus monologue?
Wow. Whoa. That is a tough one.
You're going to cry.
Wow, that is bold, dude.
You're going to cry?
Okay.
You're not going to cry.
Bets on if she's going to cry.
We're going to listen.
No, I don't think you're going to cry. I just think that's like, it's a little bit like trying to sing like the American Idol is trying to sing like a Whitney, the Bodyguard song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like, that's just bold. I mean,
I guess I didn't realize how bold it was of a choice.
And mm-hmm.
I thought it was cute and simple.
It's not simple.
Oh, boy.
It's tough.
Aren't we being a little overdramatic?
You guys are really, really dramatic.
Jen, you can do it. The speech, I...
No, she's got it.
You
she's
sure
got
you, it. You want to take another 24 and think about this?
Even the best method actors would never take on. The really?
Bert hasn't even gone yet.
Don't you know?
Is Joanna going to give it a try?
Are you going to play the original?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
All right. And here's the original. Everybody knows this one.
I guess I'm going to cry.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Aww.
But you have to have the lisp with it.
You're out of your freaking mind.
You sure you want to do this?
I can't believe you're
freaking out. Now. I'm just reading.
So you're not. You need somebody to do the Charlie Brown line.
Yes. Okay.
I can't believe you're going Linus, but go for it.
Hey,
even with the lisp, I'm going to try to do it a little bit.
No. Okay, so I'll do the Charlie Brown line.
She's going in, people.
Hey,
she's
Wendy, will you run and grab her a glass of water? See if she needs it when she gets up.
Why?
What's wrong?
It's gonna probably take more out of you than you anticipate.
I'm taking her out.
Good Lord.
Hey, Wendy, give her a couple pills.
I'll speed through it.
All right, are we ready?
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it after you.
Wendy took a few healthy trips this morning.
Oh,
she's
yes.
pinging. She's pinging.
Hummingbird.
Okay.
Pitter patter.
All right, we need complete silence for this, man.
Y'all are freaking out.
Good luck.
Godspeed.
Ready? Got it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't anybody know what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all my people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Yay!
She did it, everybody!
Wow.
Yeah, that does sorry. It's after 8:30.
I had the thought of having Hayden try to do it.
Oh, cute.
And then I thought, it's too tough an assignment. So good for you for tackling it, man.
Well, plus, isn't Joanna Hayden going through that phase where he doesn't believe in Jesus?
No, are you? Plus, Hayden's voice is really, really deep now. It's like a 35-year-old man, so we could do it.
He's chain smoking.
You did great.
Good job. Good job, Jen Hobbs.
Yay. Well, don't we need to get Joanna in here?
To try it? I don't, you know.
Joanna's like, I am done. Like, yes, she said,
this is too big for her. I think Jen tackled it just fine.
We became tired of her yesterday.
Aww.
And plus, today's the last day of our internship, so there's no reason to make her do that.
What? No, Joanna.
Joanna, not Michelle.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Joanna's the shorter one.
Yeah.
Ah, I always confuse my Mexicans.
What?
That's Jeff at Q100Atlanta.com.
Hate mail quota.
Just take tomorrow off, man. What? You've got to wait till Monday. Just go.
Jeff's hate mail quota today.
You realize those two are going to come in here and kill you.
Javi, good job.
Good job, Jeff. All right. Good job. I'm going to bring a blue blanket to you.
Okay.
The Bird Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.